For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If I have the number two pick and I'm the Browns and I know that I'm in an immensely analytical franchise, they employ the Jonah Hill character from Moneyball, Paul DePodesta. He is now a vice president, has been for many years for the Browns, immensely analytical. Andrew Berry has an analytical background as well, their general manager. I am absolutely blowing up the Giants' phone at three just to see if they want to draft a quarterback. And if they want to draft a quarterback, say, well, we're taking calls from the Steelers. We're taking calls from the Saints. Because if they can trade back one spot, get extra draft capital, and still get Travis Hunter, who they've used, you know, the word Shohei Ohtani to compare to, that's a real win for me. So I think that's a lot of what's going on. Probably, you know, even some maybe prank calling just to see what you could get. I mean, after all, Luka Doncic was traded this year, right? So who knows what could happen.
And Sam Brookhouse of Sumer Sports, who joined us just a few minutes ago. Welcome back to Grant and Danny on The Fan. He's referencing there this idea of a possible trade back that would turn the draft on its head. What's really incredible is, in a way that I would say far exceeds that of most years, there is tons of uncertainty after Cam Ward won. Because I think everybody knows he's going first overall to Tennessee. Beyond that, your guess is as good as anybody else's. I think 2 and 3 will probably be one of two players, and it's just whoever doesn't go second between Travis Hunter, the two-way player at Colorado, then Abdul Carter goes, and vice versa. But after those three picks, what the heck's going to happen? Nobody knows. But Peter Schrager was on ESPN today, and he suggested that teams are calling the Browns and the Giants, and so much has been made about, I'm using air quotes here, but this report. I just don't see this as groundbreaking, but here we go.
There have been phone calls made to both the Browns at 2 and the Giants at 3 with the intention to move up, from several different sources telling me there are teams who are looking to get up in this draft to either the 2 or the 3 spot. The assumption being to move up to the 2 or the 3 spot, it would be for Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, or the running back, Ashton Jeanty, who everyone expects to go somewhere in that 5 to 7 to 8 range. There have been teams making calls, and those teams are not immediately slamming down the phone. The Browns at 2, the Giants at 3. Everyone assumes it's going to be chalk, that this is going to go Cam Ward, it's going to go Travis Hunter, it's going to go Abdul Carter. Not so fast. I think the 2 spot gets very interesting if the Browns are listening to a godfather deal for them to trade back and someone to trade up into the top 3.
So that's a lot of words, and it's done in the way of, like, I've got something very important.
It's the Schefter School of Enunciation. Peter Schrager has gone to class.
Please listen to me here. Here's what he said. Teams are calling the team with the second pick and the team with the third pick to trade up, and those teams are answering their calls.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Okay. Sometimes pizza has pepperoni on it.
What I'm hearing is the draft will take place on Thursday. That's what it is.
There was one nugget in there that I think actually is interesting or newsworthy or notable or worth saying on national television, which is that he did say that he thinks teams are coming up possibly to get Ashton Jeanty. Now, I don't know if that was his opinion being added to the idea that he knows these teams are calling, or if he's been told that at least one of the teams is coming up to get Jeanty, although I don't know how anyone would know that. But that would be the new development here. Mm-hmm. Jeanty right now, the ceiling looks like 6 to the Raiders. And if you want him, you better get in front of Las Vegas at 6. So it's possible he goes 5. I don't believe that a team is going to trade a King's Ransom, the Godfather offer as he puts it, to go way up the board to get a running back. We don't really see that. That's yesteryear. That's Ricky Williams in the wedding dress on the cover of SI. With Mike Ditka. But that, of all the stuff he just said, is the one thing that interested me. Jeanty in the top three gets a from me. The rest of it was a yawn fest.
Well, it's also, what are you doing? I'm not talking about Peter Schrager, but I mean, what's happening? Teams that are incentivized to have a bidding war. You owe nobody anything if you're the Cleveland Browns at number two. You have multiple options. Take multiple players, trade back. It is to your benefit for there to be clamoring for your pick. That can only be good. You're not required to take it. You're not required to take the trade-up offer, but you're hoping that people offer you more and more and more the Godfather offer. So who benefits? So there's where your story most likely came from. If you want Ashton Jeanty, you don't just sit there and try to go in front of the Raiders at 6. Maybe you got to do it at 3. Maybe you got to do it at 2. Again, who benefits? So this is the silly season. This is the week that we're in, right? Or the multiple weeks leading up to it. Everybody but Tennessee has to worry about it. Everyone else is dependent, right? So you're basically saying from a player's perspective, this guy's rising. From a team hoping that somebody falls, so maybe a negative slant, or this guy's falling down boards. You're hoping to kind of flush something out to get the result that you want. Because again, everybody else is kind of waiting and twiddling their thumbs to figure out what Cleveland's going to do at 2, the Giants are going to do at 3. And yeah, they kind of hold the keys to this draft. So it makes perfect sense that Schrager or whoever else would be able to get the word out for an executive going, dude, our phone is ringing off the hook. If people are clamoring for this number 3 pick, whether they are or not. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not as if the report's false, because I'm sure somebody told him that. But my point is, who's benefiting? And that's what's happening right now during the season. The same way during free agency, when you hear about all the interest a player's generating, probably came from the agent, who's hoping that there's more interest for his player. More interest means potentially more money for everybody involved. It's a normal part of the process. So, yeah, I basically hear that and I go, you got a nugget. You spoke to somebody. Maybe you spoke to a couple people. That's totally fine. Thanks for passing that on. I will sift through that and get the, Jeanty, people are maybe trading up for him. Hot and heavy, that's interesting. But I'm with you.
Cam Ward going one, we know that, and then it's wide open. I do think Hunter and Carter, in some order, are going to be 2 and 3 to the Browns and the Giants. I don't think either of those teams trade back. And then at 4, things get started. Really, you can make the case they start at 2 because we don't know who the Browns are taking. But I just don't think they'll make a pick that won't be Hunter or Carter. For the Patriots, I'd like to see them go Will Campbell, the tackle from LSU. You got to help Drake May out with some protection there. The Jaguars pick at 5. Everybody's mocking Mason Graham to them, the D lineman from Michigan.
Michigan kid, yeah.
Schefter said today he does not think they'll take Mason Graham. Now, Schefter is not only the most plugged-in NFL insider, but he also went to Michigan. And I would imagine because of his Michigan ties, he's got some inside information on that program, so I'll take his word for it. But the Jaguars at 5 could be really interesting as far as Ashton Jeanty goes. Because remember, Liam Cohen, their new head coach, he was the OC in Tampa last year, and their rookie running back, Bucky Irving, completely changed that offense, changed the complexion of the whole organization. Is one of the tougher guys to tackle in the National Football League statistically, making people miss in the open field. If they go get Jeanty at 5, as an offensive-minded coach coming over to Jacksonville, his goal is what? To help Trevor Lawrence? I don't think it's a big enough need because they've got Bigsby, they've got Etienne, but I wouldn't be shocked if they did that. Jeanty, though, to me, won't get past 6, but it's going to be probably as surprising a top 10 in terms of just not knowing with any certainty what's happening as we've seen in years. Tim's in Haymarket. What's up, Tim?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Hey, man.
Just want to say, you said trading up for a running back's a thing of yesteryear. The Lions traded up for Gibbs, and it changed the entire dynamic of their offense. Just wanted to – it's still a thing.
Well, that's true.
It's far more rare, I would say.
They did do that, but what I'm talking about is like coming up the board into the top 5. Peter Schrager's saying that someone's going to go up to 2 or 3 to take Ashton Jeanty. Jahmyr Gibbs went 12th, I think.
Sounds right, yeah.
That doesn't sound like a big deal. That's closer to the second round than number 2 overall. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think they moved up and they give up a third round pick to do it. I don't remember how many picks they moved up, but let me look this up here. The trade involved the Lions sending their number 6 and number 81 third round pick to the Cardinals. They received 12, 34, and 168. So, yeah, it was like a convoluted thing where they gave up a 3, they gave up multiple selections, and they moved up 6 picks or whatever it was. I don't remember the exact number here.
Because they had 2 first-rounders that year, if memory serves. They also took a linebacker.
But they went up to 12. I'm saying, like, this idea that someone is going to come from 18 to 2 to take Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah, you're talking about the Herschel Walker deal. You're talking about the Ricky Williams deal where we go, our draft is done. We moved up to, to get
Julio Jones trade.
Or Julio Jones.
Like when the Falcons made, you see that for quarterbacks. You almost never see it for position players anymore.
And now two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.